The gist for the NIH wants your ME/CFS or fibromyalgia brain, a new funding opportunity, and other takes from the NANDSC roadmap meeting by Court Johnson, May 27th, 2024. Roadmap presentation. Vicki Whitmore, Lucinda Bateman, and Maureen Hansen presented recommendations produced by the roadmap groups to the NINDS advisory committee called NANDSC. The roadmap consisted of 8 day-long webinars and culminated in a 148-page report that was delivered to the council. Roadmaps are designed to produce strategic directions for the NIH and have resulted in increased funding in other diseases. Donate your brain. During the Q&A session, it became clear that if you live in the US and are over 18, you can donate your brain, after you die, of course, to help researchers understand what has happened in ME/CFS. Click here to learn about the Brain Donor Project and here to begin the pre-registration process. Links in the text version of the article. The process is remarkably brief if you haven't participated in a research trial. After that, you'll receive an email with an information packet where you can more fully flesh out your age, sex, health details, etc., ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, and migraine are included. Long COVID is not. New funding opportunity for ME/CFS. Just a week or so after Vicki Whitmore cited the difficult funding environment that persists at the NIH and NINDS in particular, she stated that a new funding opportunity for ME/CFS was in the works. What it is and whether it actually comes with funding is unclear. We should know soon. Implementing the roadmap's recommendations. The Trans-NIH Working Group for ME/CFS tasked with implementing the report's recommendations. Since the report provided many, many recommendations, it will be able to implement only a few of them. Thus far, it's clear it will create a genetics consortium to bring all the genetic information in ME/CFS together and a clinical trials working group to prepare the way for clinical trials. Roadmap recommendations. A long list of recommendations can be found in the last half of the blog.